Nate is the type of guy, you know, you hate him or love him. You know, he can miss 5-6 shots in a row and then come back and drain 7 or 8 in a row. And that's what you saw in the fourth quarter. He's 1 point away from breaking Michael Jordan's postseason record for the Bulls of 24. I thought he was going to get it. But I tell you what, I mean, he turned that whole game around in that fourth quarter with his energy. He's a high-energy guy anyway, but, you know, he's the one guy that can get his own shot. You don't have to run a lot of plays for him. He's, you know, he's one of those guys, you just give him the ball and say, go to work.
And, Stacey, first of all, man, let me show my respect to you. I'm a big fan. Grew up watching you. Not trying to make you seem old, but just showing my respect, baby. I saw you do your thing, baby. So, I'm a fan.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay. Now you get a chance. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you get a chance. You watch this team play all the time, man. And they just find ways to win. No D-Rose, some other injuries. And they find ways to win. How are they getting it done, Stacey?
Well, they're resilient, you know, and they've got a coach that it's a no-nonsense type of coach. I mean, he doesn't have these guys feeling sorry for themselves. His attitude has always been, you know, next man up. Someone goes down, someone else steps up. And that's how he's been, you know, coaching these guys for the last 3 years. You know, this is a little different season for us. You know, the last 2 years we've been the team with the best record. We've been the team that's been the number one seed. This year we've had to scrape and scrap and fight. I always say heart, hustle, and muscle. You know, with many guys going out, your superstars out, they just find the ways to win. But the thing with this team, though, is their core group of guys. And, you know, it's about having guys that have winning attitudes. You know, guys that went to college that won. Joakim Noah, 2 national championships. He understands what it takes to win. You know, Kirk Heinrich, Lou Alding. These guys come from great college programs, and you put these guys together and blend them together, and then you get a winning formula.
And, Stacey, obviously another injury. You mentioned everybody's banged up, starting with Joakim and Derrick Rose. But Kirk Heinrich, he's not going to play tonight with a bruised calf. He's in a walking boot. No timetable for the return. Hopefully it's just this one game. How do they make up for this, and what's the fallout from the Heinrich injury?
Well, it's going to be tough because he's been playing phenomenal in this series. He's really made, you know, Deron Williams work on both ends. You know, after that first game where he didn't score and Deron Williams pretty much had his way, the last 3 games he's been going at Deron Williams offensively and making Deron have to guard and take some energy out of him so he doesn't have fresh legs. But, you know, losing Kirk's going to hurt tonight because now you don't really have a lot of depth at that point guard spot. And I think you're going to probably see Rip Hamilton play a little bit more now. He's only played a couple of minutes in this series. I think Tom's going to have to rely on the old veteran who's got some championship experience and playoff experience. Hopefully he'll be in there to help out. But Nate's going to get the start tonight, and we all know what Nate can do. You know, Nate can be good, Nate can be bad. We just hope we get the good Nate.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 92, XM 208, and Sports Zone on the Sirius XM app.